merit. You can't say there's this much point for this practice or this much point for this virtual practice. But anyway, merit means it's a wholesome deed. It's a none other than virtue. It's a virtue. So all the virtues or all the practices are divided into two kinds, as I said before, merit and wisdom. So all the practices like generosity and things like that are called merit. So if we do like prostrations or if we make offerings to the Buddha, all these are also part of our merit. So we need to increase our merit. Through this, then we can gain liberation and enlightenment. With these two heaps, merit heap and wisdom heap, these two are very important for us. Without these two, we cannot gain liberation or enlightenment state, because it is said, for example, the swan, when they cross the ocean, they need both wings to fly. Similarly, we need both wings of merit and wisdom heap to cross the ocean of samsara and to gain liberation and the enlightened state. So, although we can't say exact points for these virtues or this practice, but generally, the more merit that we accumulate, it can help us to move forward and it becomes more nearer to reach our destination or to gain the result.